Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Advise that initial contact, you have listened to information, KBEX. Here is Dublin Airport. Hey, this information, KBEX.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Squawk 7000. This morning, on our way to Ballyboy.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied, as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like
your kiss? Echo, India, Dr. Roy with you. Just to be examined this time, what happened to you and why you left, boys?
That's great. 11855, there's a primary signal just approaching, so he might be first, but you'll be second. And flight plan closed down time at 0902.
Echo Romeo, Romeo 29, land your discretion.
Cahill O'Connell.
Cahill, you've been a busy man here this morning.
Yeah, we've been getting, I think we've about 40 arrivals thereabouts, so it's been a busy morning, all safe, thank God.
And for people who don't know the airfield, can you give me some of the specs and what people have been experiencing as they've come in?
Well, what we have here is we've two runways now, 600 metre grass and 600 metre tarmac. Mm. So this is our first event really for the GA community since pre-lockdown, so we wanted to welcome everybody back to the airfield. And what better way to do it than have a fly-in breakfast in aid of St. Vincent de Paul? Mm. And, well, the weather just looked after us perfectly.
Yeah, let's be fair, for anybody who isn't here today, the weather's been fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been watching the forecast all week, and it's been looking good for the whole week. And then today, it just was better than the forecast. So, thankfully, we were lucky, very, very lucky with our date.
And a superb mixture of aircraft. I mean, everything from gyroplanes to Cubs.
Yeah, and I think that represents GA in Ireland. Mm. You know, we are very sort of diverse in terms of where everybody's based and so on. Mm. But actually, when you bring people together at an airfield like this, you see what exists and you see. And we even had a fantastic model aeroplane display there earlier as well.
Display, yeah, exactly.
So, but I think when you look at the mix here, you notice the GA in Ireland is becoming a lot more, let's say, microlight, Rotax, or vintage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have, you know, I think we've got a Rally and very few other kind of a few Cessnas.
It's true, the Cessnas are suddenly disappearing and being replaced by two different specific kinds of aircraft.
They are. Yeah. But what's great to see is the amount of classic and vintage aircraft. Yeah. I mean, just looking behind you here, here's three Cubs, four Cubs, you know, which are all historic in their own way. We've got, I think we've got five or six ORVs here today, which is representing the home builders. We've got the Irish Historic Flight Foundation there in the hangar behind you. So it's a really, really good mix of aircraft, and that's really what we're trying to do, is bring everyone back together again, because frankly, it's been a quiet 3 or 4 years for the whole GA community. We experienced Burr a few weeks ago. I mean, that was a huge event. And, you know, this is our fly-in for 2023. And we're very, very pleased with the turnout. And as we said earlier, delighted with the weather.
McKicky is here from the Irish Historic Flight Foundation, and we're in your hangar in Ballyboy, which is a wonderful opportunity to get up close to the aircraft. How's it been for the last year?
It's been good. We had a good year last year, finished up with a display at the Plowing Championship, which was a first for us, but one of the largest audiences we've displayed to, even allowing for Bray in the over the last previous years. So yeah, it's been good, and we're looking forward to getting out and about again this year.
What's the state of the fleet?
So state of the fleet at the moment is we still have the three Chipmunks, and we have we have the Stearman, and now we've got a new aircraft that's joining us, ex-aircraft Cessna 172.
Oh,
so that's going to fly into Ballyboy here hopefully next week. All the paperwork's done, we just need to final stamp and move the aircraft in, so we're very excited about that, and it expands the fleet size.
There will be so many people who will have had contact with the Reams rocket at some point in their life, either as a pilot or an engineer in the Air Corps, or even as a Garda sitting in it.
That's true. That's true, and I suppose it brings us more up to date. We had the same with the Chipmunks. So many people that would have flown with them in the previous generation, and now this brings us right up another generation indeed. So it's we're delighted to have the aircraft and join the fleet.
And for anyone who hasn't heard us talking about this before, can you give us just a little quick summary of the work of your organisation and what it does?
Sure. Well, there's a number of facets to what we do. I suppose the first and foremost, which people will see, is the flying displays. And of course, behind that then is the maintenance of the aircraft. And really what we want is to showcase the role of Irish people and Irish organisations in aviation worldwide, and we do that through the flying displays of these iconic aircraft. Mm. The second aspect, which is a longer term goal for us, is to really expand into the STEM side of attracting people. Mm. And really, what we want to do is use the aircraft as the backdrop and introduction to science, technology, and engineering and maths, of course, and get young people away from their phones and their iPads and show them what real engineering means. Mm. And our goal has always been to deliver an experience centre. Mm. And of course, there's to do that, we need a lot of money.
That was going to be my next question, which is, what's the funding challenge for you?
Oh, the funding challenge is very significant. I think if you're going to do it, you want to do it right. And there's many prior good examples of the way to do it. And so, you know, we think it's a great opportunity to tie in the STEM with reality of flying and bring more people in, and particularly younger people, and show them how exciting a career in aviation can be, not just flying, but especially on the engineering side. So that remains the long-term goal, but we do need the financing side. But we have a lot of support. You know, as a principal, it's a really good thing to do, and so we're keen to push forward.
Any dates in the diary for this summer that we'll see the aircraft out?
Well, we've got Rush lined up. We hope to do the Ploughing Championship again, and Bray, and the usual suspects. You'll see us around and you'll hear us, and the familiar sound of the Chipmunk engine and the steering of the car. So we're really looking forward to getting out and about.
My name is John Matthews. I'm based in Adamstown, Trim, where I have a 400-metre strip.
And we're standing beside your aircraft.
Yeah.
Now, obviously people can't see us, so we're going to have to be good at the descriptions. First of all, I'm looking at, I think it's a Cub, but you're going to tell me maybe not.
It's a Cubby.
Cubby.
Cubby. Built by Wag Aero. It's a Cubby. The kit was bought from Wag Aero in the UK and built in the UK, where I bought it about 18 years ago.
Distinguishing differences between it and a Cub then, for example?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing really.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing really. Got a 90-horsepower Continental engine. Like it's like a Cub, except the biggest difference is the parts are new.
Right.
You know, most of the parts are new.
And of course, the other thing about it is its colour scheme. How do we describe that?
Well, they're the D-Day colours. So because of that, when I bought it, it was on the G-Reg, and there was no reg on it at all. So the IA then were pushing people to come off the G-Reg, go for an EI. So eventually they agreed to allow me to put that little...
Oh, I see it underneath, there. Yeah. Mike Hotel is the reg on it.
Yeah.
But that's almost so that it doesn't affect the overall colour scheme. It's discreet.
It would spoil it completely.
It would, absolutely, yeah. And these black and white markings on the wing then?
That's all part of that scheme, yeah.
Yeah,
and it would have totally spoiled it. I used to have a licence from the UK every year to not have, even while I was here, not have the reg. Mm. But in Ireland, once you got it done, it's done. That's it.
Now, we're here at Ballyboy. It's a breakfast fly-in for charity. And today, weather-wise, it just has to be the perfect day for flying in a Cub.
Fabulous.
Your trip over wasn't the longest.
4 minutes. Like, as I got beside Trim, you know, I could see the field. And there was no one here. So I said, guys, I'm going to go straight in.
And if there's a pilot or two listening to us who's flown around in Cessnas or bigger aircraft, describe the joy of flying in the Cub.
It's just fabulous, you know. It's just, you get up there, fly along around at 500 feet. You know, it's just really easy and slow.
Everything happens slowly.
Yeah, very slowly, coming in slow. Even though I've 90 horsepower, like I can get her up to about 90 knots, you know, if I'm straight level flying without a headwind, of course. But, you know, on a day like today, it's just fabulous.
Flying with the door open is another thing that co-pilots do.
What I would do sometimes is leave a double door.
Yeah.
Do you see the way the door works?
It's like a split door.
Yeah. And leave the bottom closed and the top up on the wing open. And yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
Tell me some of the adventures. Have you been anywhere interesting?
Oh, God. Where is the most interesting place I've been? Yeah, we go up the north a bit. Ballerina. It's a massive field which you can land anyway in
direction,
because it's gliders. So we've friends up there and we go up and park in Ballerina. And we've been all over really in the country. We've been in Mull with it, the Isle of Mull. That was beautiful, fabulous.
Something I spotted that was a little unusual is just underneath and between the wheels
looks
like a little turbine.
Yes, that keeps my battery charged, runs the lights, transponder, radio. I have a big light. Well,
yeah,
of course you can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a big light underneath.
All right, so that's a proper light. Yeah.
And two wingtip lights, and it runs that and the transponder and the radio.
Starter
keeps the battery. No,
this so is, you still swing.
This is the starter. Yeah. Swing from behind always.
Right.
Always from behind.
Yeah.
Find it much safer.
So. And if you're on your own in an airfield, then of course you're going to have you've nobody to do it for you.
No. I'm so used to doing it, I'd rather do it myself. And I know if it doesn't start on the second swing, it'll never start on the first. I suppose I fly nothing else.
Right.
For maybe the last 15 years, I've flown nothing else. And I know it well. And, you know, I've put it into fields and I've come from, been all over.
Yeah.
Landed in little fields and, you know. I remember one day we landed in a field, I don't know how long it was, but we had to get into the ditch with the tail to get out. We got in, but to get out we had to get the tail into the ditch. It was so short.
Happy flying and more adventures in her.
Thank you very much.
Stephen Ryan's here from Funfly. You arrived in Charlie Papa.
I did indeed. Great day to come out and flying. Lovely weather.
And an event like this, of course, for somebody who's recently got their PPL, I suppose, in the last year or two at this stage?
Yeah, just over a year now at this point of bit over 100 hours. It's great to come out. Any excuse on a day to come flying, you know yourself.
Tell me about that whole process of you flying with Funfly.
Funfly have been great. I flew with a number of the instructors there. They've tremendous availability. I was able to fly pretty much, I did my entire PPL the first time in 6 months. Delayed a little bit waiting for the student license, but anytime I wanted to fly, there was always instructor available. There's always planes available to come fly on the weekend. Just get in early, book ahead, and
tell me about some of the cross countries that you've either done or that you're planning to do then.
So I live about an hour and a bit away from the airport, so I tend to try and take longer trips. So I've done Sligo, gone up to Donegal for lunch, walk around the beach. I did Cuna and the Aran Islands last year. Lovely day out. You could go the weather and, you know, there's restaurants just off to the few minutes walk from the airport in the Aran Islands. Hopefully up to Northern Ireland this year. There's a few Kilkeelas coming up. That's just over the border, and Uteinard, a few places like that, and hopefully get further afield.
I'm sure you will. Good to talk to you, Stephen.
Thanks very much, Michael. Great to chat with you.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Ballyboy. Where are you all from?
From Sligo, Sligo Air Club.
Let's do a quick name check.
Simon Corcoran.
Nathan Gray.
Darragh McGuinness.
And what are you flying today?
Cessna 152, Equin DSCR 172. For Charlie.
Sorry, 152. 152 would be a bit tight for the three big lads here.
I'm normally in the 152.
Yeah. So
172.
172. Not a bad day for flying. A little bit bumpy though.
It was not too bad coming out of Sligo. There was a bit of overcast cloud, but we got a good break in the clouds, and it was a bit of turbulence coming over the mountains. But
so what's the flying scene in Sligo at the moment then for general aviation?
Busy. It's picking up now. Summer's here. The weather's getting better. It's good weather, so you know everybody's coming out, and a lot of flying in the air club itself. You know, a lot of vouchers, a lot of students training.
What are the options for training actually in Sligo?
Only Sligo Air Club, and the 152 and the 172 are training aircraft.
PPL.
PPL and night rating.
Yeah, we have night rating as well.
Night rating. Of course, you have the controlled airspace. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the, well, usually in the winter, obviously, because you know, it'd be late nights if you're doing it.
What stage is the flying of the three of you at?
I have my PPL, so I'm studying for HPL theory.
Yeah.
Dara's.
Yeah, I'm sort of the same. I have my PPL now. I'm heading down to Afton in about a week and a half.
And I'm the instructor.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, you can kind of tell by the yeah, bearing, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I'm the instructor. Going for the HPLs means you're looking at this as a career, are you?
Yeah, so I'm studying at the moment with ASG, so it's all distance learning, and then you do the exams, obviously, in Dublin. And then I'll be probably looking to go to probably Bartolini in Poland, so be looking at that early next year.
What about our building for you guys? What kind of things do you get up to?
Well, see, obviously the weather in Sligo, it's not always great, so when the weather's good, obviously you make the most of us cross countries, you know, up and down to Shannon or Abishrule. Donegal's a great spot, but I'll probably be looking to go to maybe Florida or somewhere abroad to really hash out the last bit of it.
And for any of the pilots listening who might think of visiting Sligo, what advice have you got for them?
Just
come.
Do.
Yeah, do. Yeah. Do. Yeah. Yeah, just check the weather and always welcome.
I think it's a lot. It's a, the scenery is definitely a lot better than Donegal, I think.
Whoa, it's very underrated. Those are fighting words. Yeah, we'll have to have Donegal on next to actually cover you on that one.
Well, got like the cafe as well. The cafe's open to good oil.
We've heard about the 100 euro bacon sandwich. Is that it? By the time you get up there.
Yeah, it's talked about, I think. More, obviously, because we're based there, we don't really think much of it, but people coming in will definitely.
Okay, what aircraft are you in today?
It's 172 over there, Echo India, Sierra Alpha Charlie.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us down here today.
Thanks very much.
And at that point of the day, it was time to head back to the aircraft and head back towards Dublin. A special thanks to Bernard Cullen and all of the people at Ballyboy for their breakfast fly-in today. And well done, too, on the money raised for St. Vincent de Paul.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.